Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Get ready to cuddle up to a warm and fuzzy episode of Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. And I'm in like cuddle mode now.
Ooh, so cozy.
This episode's going to be a good one. Jess is back from Britain with details on the London look. I hope you got to fill me in.
Get the London look.
Ooh, there might be accents. Okay.
A bad one.
Then it's winter and the winds are blowing and our lips are chapped. So we're going to come up with some help for that for you. And there's a Valentine, an early Valentine in it for you. A giveaway. Stay tuned for that part. And the last thing we're talking about is meditation. What it can do for your face, for your body, for your mind. Jess and I have been trying it. We're going to talk about it. Who's our guest?
The incredible Saint Kim Passion, program director of Leaping Bunny, the cruelty-free authority.
London Girls, the mystery of a speeding car. London Girls.
Jessica, what have you been up to?
Just got back, my dear.
From?
I was in London.
I know. I saw on Instagram. How was it?
It was fantastic.
And what were you doing there? Was it a I knew it was a beauty thing because you were like making the rounds of every beauty retailer in the world, I think.
I was spritzing. I was
painting.
Painting.
Dabbing.
Zhuzhing. I was there with KMS for their new brand relaunch.
KMS, the hair brand.
Exactly. They have a fabulous new thing going on. They used to be called KMS California. They've dropped the California.
And added a London.
No, I'm just kidding. It's just straight up KMS. And I was hanging out with the team there. The key things that were happening there is that they have this whole new vibe. Not only did they relaunch the whole brand, they have new packaging, new formulas, but they have this cool team. And while I was there hanging out with them, I was thinking about a few episodes ago when we talked about like the death of the, oh, that sounds really cruel, but like the decline of the big salon where that's like led by one guy.
Oh, so they don't have one celebrity hair ambassador. They have like a group of people?
Yeah. I mean, we spent a lot of time with Simon, who is the head of the salon in London, Hair and Bone, which is a in a salon there that, you know,
hair and bone,
hair, like H-A-R-E, like a bunny.
Oh,
and bone. It was great. But the three of them, it was Simon, Sam, and Lori. They're all, you know, they're from the U.S. and then they're from England. They worked as a team, almost like a little collective. And everything was about, I kind of got the sense really corny, but I got like chills. They were very much about supporting each other's work. And they were friends like you and me.
It's
funny. And they lifted each other up.
It's like we always talk about how the hairstylist on set is the diva. It's come up multiple times.
Yeah.
Were you getting...
Multiple times.
Like, were you getting non-diva vibes?
Totally. Like, they were palling around. They were friends. And I really don't think it was just for show. Like, you know, we've got to behave in front of the editors. They really seemed to support one another. And even at Sam's salon, we spent time at the Hair and Bone. They were talking... So they were bigging each other up so much and being like, look at what this one look when that one did.
You are bringing up a point I just realized, which is some of the cooler new brands. You know how it used to be like Fakai and Garin and they had their own brand?
Mm-hmm.
But then now there's like R&Co, which is like three stylists got together.
Oh, Verb, I didn't even think about that.
Hair Story. I'm trying to think of a couple
completely.
Other ones.
Hair Story's opening a new salon this
week.
It's
all about the collective.
It's about the collective. And Lori, one of the stylists, was talking about how she was influenced by the Bauhaus movement of like, you know, artists coming together.
I like
and
that.
It felt just so much younger. It's about like, you know, they had the event in London, not just because of Sam's salon, but, you know, they talked about diversity, which, you mm-hmm. know, just kind of an ironic week to have it. I don't know actually if the word is ironic. I feel like I'm
no,
using
but they've
that
had
Alanis
issues Morissette with Brexit
way.
There too. Yeah. So
it was, yeah, it was. They were just talking about diversity, individualism. They were not about pushing a trend or a look.
And are there products for all hair types, like from textured to fine to whatever?
Oh, completely. They were so about...
Because it wouldn't be cool if you were pushing that and then it's like, for fine, straight hair.
It was, they were very much about, you know, really just working with your hair type. There was no like, this is the look. It was so about individualism.
And if I put you on the spot and say, like, did you get one amazing hair tip for yourself that you could share?
One amazing hair tip. Well, there was one amazing hair product I have to tell you
guys
about.
Okay, tell me about that.
I have to say, my hair was a little grimy because I hadn't washed it for like 3 days before. They use this shampoo called Head Cleanse. When I hear about a clarifying shampoo, I run the other way.
Yeah, they dry out your hair usually.
Oh, you can hear that squeak. It's like nails on a chalkboard. I like feel the vibes for days after.
Like
it's
Prel or Palo Red or the Malibu one. Yeah. Oh,
yes, Prel.
Oh, God. And that neck. There was one from Neutrogena, the anti-residue one back in the day.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. So when they're like, we're just going to, you know, put a bit of clarifying shampoo. I think you've got a little bit of buildup. And I was just kind of like, you've seen, you know, it was, I knew that they saw it. My hair felt like, I felt like I lost 2 pounds. It was really nice.
Maybe
and
you did. Maybe it was like 2 pounds of like sulfates and grime from the pipes in New York or whatever.
I did actually, I ate really well when I was over there. So anyway, but it was really... It was really nice. The Head Cleanse was great. So yeah, I've stayed away from clarifying shampoos. I think they're like, you know, typically pretty gross, but this one was awesome. So check out Head Cleanse.
Is it, can I get it now?
March. Listener question coming through.
There's some high-tech sound engineering here. That's our machine that plays all the little sounds we want.
I'm actually spinning around in a circle right now. Jen is spinning me. No, actually, we've got something from Gina from Minneapolis. She posted on her Facebook fan page, PS, if you're not on it, get with it. It's very active. I will post the link on our blog and our Facebook page, and I'll tweet it out.
What does Gina want to know?
Gina wants to know how to fight that cold Minneapolis weather. She is dying out there this winter.
I'm dying here in New York. I hope she's talking. Chaplips, it's like Chaplip City this week. It just hit me. I think it was all the wind added up. And I'll give my tip.
Oh, yeah, it was windy out here. I saw you on our Insta story.
Oh, yeah,
story.
I see it. My hair was going crazy. I hate this tip, but it is true. I don't hydrate nearly enough, and I hate those people that sit there with a water bottle at their desk, and I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Like, where do they think they're at the gym or something?
I know.
They, like, have, like, a big, like, water bottle.
I'm always
bottle.
Drinking water from this bottle, and it's glass. I just want to punch them in the face. Great. Fine. But that said, drinking water really does help your lips be less
really?
Chapped. I've noticed that. What else I've been doing is using some new chapstick stuff.
Really? I love chapstick.
Have you seen the revamp that they're doing?
I'm not sure. Show me.
They came out with tinted, Total Hydration.
Oh, those are my favorite. That's my favorite.
I like the one that's called Merlot.
Oh, I use the pink one. The one in the middle.
What's it called?
Wait, I have it in my bag. I'll have it by the end of the segment.
Okay, so their hint of color. That's like a tinted chapstick. I think it was their answer to some of the other lip balms that are tinted out there. But I was like, why not get it from Chapstick? And it's only like $4.99. And it's Merlot. But I'm even more excited about the duos.
The duos.
I have one of my duos here.
Oh, wait, I just brought mine out, guys.
Oh, what's your shade?
Rose petal. Look, I use this like a crazy person.
Oh, you do. Look at that. It's a little stub.
It's a little stub. Little nub.
So that is a good... You get color and you get moisture. So that's good for Gina in Minneapolis.
Yeah, Gina, check it out.
Okay, here's the other one. I still like a flavored lip balm, as you know. The only downside to flavor is if you lick your lips more, that's probably not a good thing. But you won't with these because they're super like sealy in and moisturizing. So this is the Chapstick Duo.
I smell fruit. Is that that?
Yeah. The one I have is strawberry kiwi.
Oh, I like that.
They look pink, but they go on sheer. And they're a little twisty. You can twist together two different flavors to like personalize. So like you could buy vanilla on one side and then have, you know, strawberry kiwi on the other. Have you not tried these yet?
No.
Oh, girl, then I have news for you. Ooh. Remember how I said I was going to get our listeners a Valentine?
Yeah.
Can I have my lip balm back? Thank you. I secured a major Valentine for our listeners.
She secured a Valentine.
I did. So
she secured a Valentine.
Okay, so these new Chapstick Duos, you could buy them. There's the pack with two different flavors are $3.99. Mm-hmm. And then you can also buy like individual flavors to snap in, and it looks like a little fun thing.
Oh, you buy individuals.
Yeah, and you can snap them together. My friends love them because when you can find it in your bag, because it's not tiny a Chapstick, it's like a ball. Anyway, we are doing a giveaway. Guys, here's the giveaway. 50 people will receive three of the duos. So that's a $12 value for all three. You get the vanilla shimmer, coconut, tropical pineapple, strawberry kiwi, refreshing watermelon, sweet peach, all snapped together, shipped to your house for free if you go and email us right now. Unfortunately, you have to be in the United States. We're working on international. But email us at info@fatmascara, put Chapstick in the subject line, and then all you have to put in the email is your name and your shipping address. The first 50 people that email us are going to get these for free.
That's a major, and they're so cute.
Don't say I didn't ever do anything for you or our listeners.
This is huge.
Yeah. And if you happen to not be the first 50 people, I apologize, but like it's $3.99 for two flavors, so... Go get your own.
I feel like I'd want the coconut and pineapple. I love pineapple.
We can make that happen.
For our listeners outside of the U.S., we're sorry that we couldn't accommodate you this time. We are going to do something special in the future. We'd love you to tweet us or email us and tell us where you're listening from, if not in the United States, because we are very curious. And we know that we have a growing global audience. So cheerio, and talk to you later. Jen... Let's bring it down a notch.
Okay.
I was going to ask you to join me in a quiet moment of meditation.
On a podcast?
But yeah, I thought it would be weird for the listeners. So why don't we just talk about what's going on in
what
this.
What is going on?
The other day I went to Mindful.
Oh, the group meditation place.
Yes, Mindful. They've dropped the vowels. It's like M-N-D. Mindful. yeah, I went there. It was actually, I was invited by Ren. They were launching their new Evercom mask. It was very nice. We were invited to do the session with the mask. I did not.
Oh, you didn't wear the mask during the
No, that was too much
session.
For me. I wanted to focus.
I like that as like a tip for multitasking there. I'm going to put my face mask on before I meditate in the future. Thank you for that tip.
That's a good tip. Yeah, that was an accidental tip.
Was this your first meditation class?
My first meditation class.
Okay.
I've meditated before.
Okay.
This is my first meditation class.
Thoughts? Because I took one last week, too. Did
you
know that?
Oh, wait, what did you do?
I went to Inscape.
I've never heard of Inscape.
It's like there's like a little Scandinavian hut. It's the guy that started Intermix, the fashion company. He started this. It's studios
he's
now.
He's moved on from like selling like Eero jackets, and now he's selling
Peace and Zen.
Okay.
$18 for 22 minutes.
That's cheaper than the jackets.
And tell me what you thought, and then I'll tell you what I thought.
I have to say that this is my problem with every time I've tried to meditate. I'm very conscious of like pain in my back and like pain sitting upright. And I asked the instructor, that's the right word to call her, like our guide or whatever. I said, I'm not comfortable. Like, why do I have to sit on a pillow and sit upright? Because I don't feel comfortable. Like, I'd rather lay down and then lie down. I'd rather do that because I find it very distracting to sit there. It's not so much being alone with my thoughts. It's like the physical sitting upright.
And what did she say?
She said that it was a little bit of mind over matter.
Yeah, that's what meditating is to get out of your body.
No.
So that was an issue for you.
Yeah, I did like the peacefulness. I don't know how much I liked sharing it in a room with other people.
So that was my take on the whole thing. So I think I've mentioned that I use the Headspace app every now and then.
I've used that, and I like that in my apartment. When I lived alone, I would do that a lot when I lived alone in an apartment. But once you involve the energy of other people, that like messed up my vibe.
I found it more challenging because, as you said, part of meditation is to get out of your surroundings, out of your body, and just blank inside your head. So like, I could hear people rustling, but then when I finally focused on my breathing and myself, like you're supposed to, with the help of this sexy Australian lady that was like piped into the room.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a leader. It was like a recorded thing. Why am I spending money to listen to a recording? I don't know. But it was nice. And I definitely got to the place that I like to get to with meditation where like right before it's over, I'm like, I finally have made it to the place where like I'm watching the thoughts go by and not engaging them. So I liked it, but I don't know that I need to be sitting with a bunch of other people to do it.
Yeah, I think it's cool to bring people into that world.
And I want to bring our listeners in because I'm going to tie back to beauty here,
okay,
if you don't mind. I feel like a lot of people are like, meditation, same as me with water. Like, do I have to hydrate? But I will give you a beauty thing for it because it will help you look younger in the end.
Mm.
Cortisol, that's the stuff we pump out with stress. It breaks down collagen. That's the stuff that makes your skin springy. So it's really hard to get rid of cortisol. There aren't that many ways to do it. One of the good ways is meditation. In fact,
to get rid of cortisol?
To lower cortisol levels.
Oh, to lower the cortisol.
It's not like you take a pill and be like, I need less stress,
right? Right.
So a 2013 study showed people who took a 4-day meditative workshop lowered their blood cortisol levels 20%. And this isn't
one
of those BS studies where they're like, I feel less stressed. This is like the cortisol in your blood is 20% lower.
After a 4-day course?
Just learning how to mindfully meditate. So once you do that, you're lowering the levels of your whole body, which means collagen is happy. So just think about if you have trouble meditating, just think about how much younger you're looking as you do it.
That's why I like people like Gwyneth Paltrow, I feel like, look really chill because
they meditate. They
meditate.
One more thing, if you were wondering, because it helps with inflammation too. It lowers inflammation levels, meditation. There have been studies that show people who have eczema, psoriasis, acne, they'll separate them into two groups. One will get their light therapy or their normal, and the other people get the same therapy, but also be told to meditate, and they will have better results.
This isn't surprising because I think about people who are very high stress, go, 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 but then they go to the derm, the doctor, they get all these things, but they still look like absolute crap. But then somebody who's more relaxed and then is, you know, leads a more low stress lifestyle, they may not get all of that stuff, but they just look like they look well.
Yeah.
I also want to recommend a book. Our podcast friend, Angela Ledgerwood from our sister podcast, Lit Up.
What up?
She, I think one of her pals must have sent this to me because it was like a little book fairy dropped
What's
this
the
off.
Book?
The Secrets of Mindful Beauty, Revolutionary Techniques in Anti-Aging and Self-Care. And I opened it up and like I was looking at it. It was like things like, you know, if you have a permanent frown. And I was looking at like photos of me the other day, like the kind of candids.
That happened this morning. We were at that event. I took a picture of her from the side.
Yes.
And I was like, can we retake that? Because you have like a furrow.
Yes. I'm like permanently frowning.
So what do you do for that?
Well, it basically was just bringing awareness. I'm not done with the book. I just got it.
Okay.
But bringing awareness to things like if you have a stressful head, like if you're carrying stress in your head, if you're kind of always have that tired and faded look, this book has solutions.
So let's meditate. We'll put on some face masks and we'll read this book that comes out in March.
The Dreamers and Me. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
We are so excited to have Kim Passion here today. If you give a crap about animals, listen closely. She is the program manager for Leaping Bunny, a cruelty-free cosmetic certification program run by the Coalition for Consumer Information on Cosmetics. That is a mouthful, but basically she is leading the charge on taking care of all of the animals in the world with respect to beauty. Kim, thank you so much.
Welcome.
You are a saint.
Thanks for having me, guys.
That was
quite the intro.
We are so blessed. Hashtag blessed that you were here. taking time from saving all the bunnies around the world. What is Leaping Bunny?
So, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. This is my very first podcast. Leaping Bunny is a cruelty-free certification program for personal care and household products. It was created in 1996, and it was basically created in response to a bunch of companies out there getting on the cruelty-free bandwagon, so to say, and basically self-identifying as cruelty-free without having to back up any claims.
So they just, they were doing it, like, for what reason? To sound trendy or because they just thought, you know, hey, like, we didn't personally harm any animals when we packaged this up? Like, what was their rationale?
Well, greenwashing became pretty rampant starting in the late 80s to early 90s. So one of the components of greenwashing was proclaiming that products were cruelty-free. And it's not necessarily that the companies making that claim set out to be misleading, per se, but there was no set of guidelines to determine what exactly cruelty-free meant, and actually to this day there still isn't. So cruelty-free or no animal testing could mean that just the finished product wasn't tested on animals, but the ingredients still were. Or it could mean that maybe the company that's making the product isn't testing necessarily, but they're actually hiring a third party to conduct animal testing on their behalf.
Well, that last one seems pretty dark.
It is, and a lot of times, especially with, and I'm sure you're going to go into
this. It's like
this,
hiring a hitman.
It is like hiring a hitman for the bunnies.
Yeah.
And if you say, when you say cruelty-free now, when you're talking about Leaping Bunny specifically, do you have a set of guidelines then? And I assume every product that has to get the label has to abide by those, right?
Yes. We created...
So what does cruelty-free mean to Leaping Bunny?
So the term cruelty-free is widely recognized to mean free of animal testing. Some people will also extend that meaning to mean that a product is free of any animal ingredients as well. Mm-hmm. But our definition is strictly for no animal testing.
And is that on the final product, but also all the suppliers' products and everything that goes into the product?
Exactly. So that is, Leaping Bunny, you had asked if we have a set of guidelines.
Yeah.
And we have a standard. It's called the Corporate Standard for Compassion for Animals. But we just call it the standard. And it's actually on our website. It's very transparent. We define all of the terms. But basically, it outlines what a company has to do and what a company has to... The rules that a company has to adhere to in order to remain Leaping Bunny certified.
And is one of those, like, say I want to put some, like, mica glitter in my makeup, I have to make sure whoever made that glitter also didn't test on animals, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So when a company is applying for certification with us, they have to fill out their own application, but then they also have to get every single ingredient supplier or manufacturer that makes a formulation to sign an individual statement of assurance saying that they also do not test. So there isn't just one form a company fills out. There are sometimes dozens and dozens of forms that a company must submit in order to finish their application.
So this is very rigorous.
It is quite rigorous.
So what is actually like the state of animal testing in cosmetics right now?
Yeah.
It's ever-changing, and it actually depends on the country in question. In the U.S., there is no law that bans animal testing.
Really? I thought that animal testing was something that happened a long time ago. And
Project X, that monkey movie.
Yes, with Matthew Broderick.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Haunting. Do you think that, like, this is something that's really still happening on a widespread basis in America?
It definitely is still happening. At this time, most of the animal testing that's done today is done at the ingredient level, not at the finished product level.
Okay.
So like a Maybelline or like a L'Oreal will not be at their facilities, but maybe whoever made the glycerin back in the somewhere might be testing it.
Exactly.
Got it.
Is there a governing body, like how we have the FDA for food and drug? Is there somebody monitoring, like, okay, you know, this, you know, X, you know, supplier, they're using little bunnies to do this. Like, who's monitoring who's doing what with animals? Is there anybody?
Well, the FDA actually does have jurisdiction over cosmetics as well. They just don't require a set of standards in terms of evaluating safety or efficacy for cosmetics mm-hmm. or personal care products. The only time the FDA gets involved is if there are a bunch of consumer complaints.
Right.
And then they might issue a recall. They might issue, mandatory testing of some sort. But basically, the FDA does leave it up to individual companies to maintain safety standards.
So only if there's a problem.
The other issue is that in the U.S., mice and rats, which are the primary animals used in animal testing for this purpose,
yeah,
are not covered under the Animal Welfare Act.
Oh, I think that's what confuses you. Yeah.
Their numbers and the treatment of those animals do not even need to be reported.
Oh my God.
We need a crawling mouse label in addition to a Leaping Bunny label. Sorry, off topic.
Well, rabbits were actually the reason they became kind of the poster animal was because images of rabbits with, oozing eyes and such started appearing. And
like so in the 90s.
Yeah, and the rabbit also, I mean, it's just cuddlier than...
Right. I mean, it inspires, sympathy.
Exactly, even though, the mice get my sympathy, too.
Of course.
Because horrible things are done to them, and the rats as well.
Of course.
But they're not, those numbers don't need to be reported. So it's actually really hard to say how many animals per year are tested on.
Got it.
Wow. So you mentioned that in the U.S., you know, this is still going on, but abroad, this is a very large problem as well, right?
Yes. Well, in the EU, animal testing on cosmetics is banned. So all the member countries of the European Union do not allow for animal testing at any stage of the product development. And in certain other countries like Israel and I believe India, they've also banned animal testing.
China, Japan, Korea, do they test on animals?
So right now, our biggest issue is China.
Mm-hmm.
It's ever changing. In fact, I literally get updates on the China situation on a weekly basis with regard to their regulatory measures. China has required animal testing on imported cosmetics for many years now. And so there are some loopholes that tend to pop up every now and again that companies try to go through to avoid the animal testing requirement. But then China will go ahead and change the regulations and the loophole will cease to exist.
Kat Von D was on our show and she said, I don't sell my products in China just because I don't want to have to do that. Do you find there are other brands that are doing that? Or is it just everybody wants a piece of this large market so they're willing to take their products and put them through that test?
It depends on the company. Mm. We've had some companies that have gone into China and we've had to remove them from our list.
So even if it's safe in the U.S., if they're still doing it in China, they don't get your seal.
Right. At this time, we are just not certifying any
company
that is selling in China that has to register their product with the government. Of course, a Chinese consumer can always go onto a website and order a product and have it delivered directly to their house. They'll pay a lot in shipping, but even for a really brief window there, cross-border e-commerce was an option for having like warehouses full of product that were located close to mainland China or in mainland China. But now the Chinese government has actually started regulating even that.
Oh my God.
So it's like control. I said, it's ever changing.
It's very slippery.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who have stopped using certain brands because they started selling in China, and those brands get a lot of flack. They lose a lot of customers, but I think probably for them the cost benefit would be you know they're gaining billions of dollars by selling in China.
It's a brand new market.
Yeah, it's tricky. What actually goes on in animal testing? Can you just be real with us?
Sure. I mean, there's lots of different kinds of testing that's done.
We're both like, I'm holding my breath.
I mean,
tell us.
It's not. I don't want to hear it, but I think maybe we need to. You know, and I might tell you to stop at some point, but just go on for a little bit. What happens?
Sure. I mean, there's many different kinds of tests. There's tests that measure a chemical's reaction with the skin. So an animal's skin is shaved. A lot of times it's done with a rabbit or a guinea pig, and the skin is abraded, which means that it's kind of, you know, scratched up.
I'm sorry.
She's clutching me so tightly.
Sorry.
It's irritated, and then a substance is put on, and then the effects of the substance is measured over time, usually a few days, to see if there's, you know, a rash or ulceration breaking out. The most widely publicized test is the Dreyer's test, where rabbits have very sensitive eyes, and they're basically put into restraints and held for a period of hours, 2 days in this restraint, and a substance is dripped into the eye, and they're in restraint so that they can't, wipe it out of their eye, and then that's measured against a control rabbit to see what the level of irritancy is. There are also tests, inhalation tests that are done. Those are often done on mice, and there are also these tests done where you're measuring the toxicity levels, not at the the parent generation, but actually at, for example, a mouse's litter, and to see if any sort of toxicity is passed on. Mm-hmm. So when you were talking before about expense, sometimes these tests actually then it's not just the, you know, the first generation of mice that are being housed and fed and maintained, but then you have to see what's going to happen through like mutagenicity tests several generations down.
Can you give an example of something that might be animal based but you wouldn't know?
Well, glycerin, for example, mm-hmm. There's vegetable based mm-hmm. glycerin, and there's also animal fat derived glycerin. And often it just says glycerin on the label, unless it's the only way you can be really sure is if a company is vegan certified, or it says, you know, there's an asterisk and it says vegetable based or plant based or something. But that's why we haven't gotten into the business of being a vegan certifier, because ingredient information is actually required by law to be listed on labels or packages. And so we do put the onus on a conscientious consumer to read labels to make their own personal choices for that.
So if I saw glycerin on a label, though, how would I know if it was the animal fat one? I'd have to go back to the company and ask.
You probably would.
That's
unless
a tough
it
one.
Was
yeah.
unless it was indicated on the package.
Well, it's good for people to know.
What about like for some people that think that, you know, natural is necessarily animal friendly? That's not always the case, because you were talking about the raw materials and all of that. Are there some brands that are, you know, use synthetics that might be completely animal friendly and Leaping Bunny approved? Like, do you have to be a natural brand
you do not.
To necessarily be animal friendly? I think that's maybe a conception or a misconception among some people.
You don't. I mean, the term animal friendly isn't really a widely...
Cruelty free.
Yeah. I mean, for us, cruelty free is no animal testing. So a company could use all synthetic ingredients
and
not
get a
test
bunny.
On animals and still be able to use the Leaping Bunny logo.
Yeah. Sometimes I meet with people and they'll be like, you know, it's all natural. It's all organic. It's cruelty free. And I'm thinking, like, how do they know? Like, I think that there's just sort of this... connection that people think that natural equals cruelty free, synthetic equals, like, you know, bunny slayings, you know, like it's not one and the same. I think you need to go look on your list, and we'll have a link to the list.
But you also have to think about what's important to you. Like, maybe I don't want this particular synthetic ingredient, but I'm okay with like honey or, you know,
exactly.
an animal byproduct mm-hmm, like that. Mm-hmm.
Right. And there definitely
'cause honey's
are...
not vegan, is it?
I don't think it's vegan. I don't think...
It depends on the person you ask.
Mm. Kat Von D doesn't think it's vegan.
Most of the vegans that I know would say that it's not. But it's a personal choice.
Got it. Okay.
There are some big companies, though, that are Leaping Bunny certified, too. Like Burt's Bees is, right?
Yep, it sure is.
What are some of the other biggies?
Seventh Generation mm-hmm. is another company. Milani.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Method.
Oh, love Method.
Do you? Cure Organic.
Isn't Yes to Carrots?
Yes to J.R.
So
Watkins.
Yeah.
Mrs. Myers.
And I imagine all of these are on your website, right?
Yes. Our website is updated in real time. So basically, as soon as a company gets approved by our administrator, then it appears on our website.
Now, to be fair, I've heard from some of the smaller companies that it takes money and time to go through the process to find out about your own suppliers and all of that. So at least with some of the natural certifications, they don't have the money to get the certification. Like USDA Organic, someone was telling me, to go through all the processes and then the application, it costs a lot of money. So if you do your homework and you're a small company without a label, it doesn't necessarily mean you're bad, correct?
Absolutely. And I do want to actually clarify, becoming Leaping Bunny certified is actually free.
That was my next question. So they don't have to pay to get that. They just have to pay their own resources to find the information.
Right. The only cost with our program is if a company optionally decides they want to license our logo. So you can be Leaping Bunny certified, but if you haven't paid the one-time, very modest logo licensing fee. You can't put it on your packaging or in your marketing materials.
But you'd still be listed on the website.
Absolutely. You'd be listed on the website. That's awesome. You'd be listed on social media. You'd be in our app that we have for iPhones and Androids.
It's a good app.
You'd be in our printed shopping guide. And we also work all the time with companies to do giveaways, promotions, Q&As, blog reviews.
Before we let you go, you must know all of these brands that have your label. What are some of your personal favorite products that are certified?
My new current favorite is this deodorant called Piper Y. It's spelled W-A-I. And it's the only really super, super effective deodorant that also absorbs moisture. The thing that you can use most comprehensively is coconut oil. And I literally slather it on my face every night before I go to bed. And it has made my skin amazing.
Do you have a brand of choice?
Yeah, I do. All Good is a brand. You can find it at Whole Foods, and it's pretty inexpensive. You can get a huge tub of it. It's got different scents. Oh. But even people with oily skin, I have oily skin. I thought I would break out, but it does the opposite, which I don't understand, but it does.
Do you ever see like those coconut oil memes? And it's like, you know, boyfriend acting up, coconut oil. Dry skin, coconut.
It's a panacea.
It's so funny.
I'm completely sold on the coconut oil.
They make me laugh.
Another one is Andalou Naturals. Their BB cream is so fantastic. It's a all plant-based company that uses fruit stem cells. There's only one shade and it goes on like perfect. It stays on. It just gives really light coverage. I use it every time I put makeup on.
Really? One shade works?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Kim's an olive-toned kind of medium.
I am.
Just in case anyone's wondering.
I also really love Mineral Fusion's bronzer.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dual compact.
Is it blush and bronzer?
Uh-huh. It's indispensable for me. It's
I like the concept. I don't know if I can get behind the name.
Bronzer?
I think it's brilliant. There's Blonzer. Two different shades. I use the lighter one. The darker one's a little bit too intense for me, but I have been using it actually for years. I'm sold on it.
Nice.
Love it. I also love Crazy Rumors Hibiscus tinted lip balms.
The brand is Crazy Rumors?
Yeah, look them up.
I'm sold by the name.
Good name.
They have all these like, it's an all vegan company, of course Sleeping Bunny certified, but they make these lip balms in like all these fun flavors like chocolate covered cherry and like a la mode, and like it's delicious. It's amazing. I love the company, and they have these tinted lip balms called Hibiscus. And they're also, you know, they're like very sheer on your lips. And the smell is like completely outrageous.
I like the idea of like a chocolate covered cherry flavored lip balm.
That is one of their flavors. They put it out. They also have a Leaping Bunny balm, which is a plum apricot. And they donate proceeds. It has our logo on it.
Oh,
and
nice.
Every tube that's purchased, a percentage of it is donated back to us.
An ally.
Yeah.
An ally in the resistance.
Partners.
A partner.
And then another one is Gleam by Melanie Mills. She's a famous makeup artist. And she makes this.
Those wipes.
Well, I actually use the cream. It's called Rose Gold. Uh-huh. And it's basically this lovely, very translucent sort of cream that is gold that just adds just a really light, sheer color and just like a tiny bit of tan to your face or your body, and it smells amazing.
And you put it all over.
You can put it on your body, on your face. I do whatever.
And you can mix it with some coconut oil, do a little leg lotion.
You could, wow.
Yeah, Jen, you like those
wipes. This is what we do for a living, so, you know.
Melanie should take some notes on that.
That's a good list. Thank
you. Yeah, this is great.
And just so we have it, the website where you can find all the stuff that you were just talking about.
It's www.leapingbunny.org. And you can also download our app. It's for Androids and for iPhones, and it's also free.
Awesome.
Fabulous.
Thank you so much. You're
welcome. You're very inspired and informed. Thank you, Kim.
Guess what time it is?
It's time to raise a wand.
I want you to do the whole thing in a British accent. Ready? Go.
Blimey, it's time to raise a wand.
Okay, what are you raising a wand to?
I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay, close your eyes.
Ooh, I'm getting spritzed. Am I meant to be sniffing?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Doesn't that smell like the most gorgeous scent you've smelled in so long?
Ooh, it just landed on me. What is that?
By Killian, Good Girl Gone Bad.
Ooh, Good Girl Gone Bad. Oh, you're getting the kick. Why is that funny?
Because it's the funniest name. I'm sorry.
This is delicious.
It's like, how can I say that with a straight face?
What kind of scent is this? I can't even pick out notes.
It's like little... it's a fruit. I think it's a fruity floral.
Not usually our jam.
No, not my jam at all. Not my jam at all.
But this isn't like a Britney Spears fruity floral.
No, it has, the key note here is apricot.
Oh,
apricot,
you,
if you
always
will.
Love apricot. You love that fresh one, fig apricot.
The fig apricot. This has apricot in it, but when I smell this, I think it is just the sexiest thing on earth, but it's also really sweet, which I guess like ties in with the name, Good Girl Gone Bad.
Totally.
But
it is sexy for a fruity.
It's really sexy, but I also feel like you can wear it for day, but there's a depth to it that like, I feel like the girl who wears it, she's like, you have to like, you can't take her at face value. There's a story to the scent. And when I wear it, I just feel like,
you
don't know.
Right, like at first sniff, you're like, oh, I get this girl.
Yeah.
But then you want to go. Someone did that to you this morning when we were at that event. Someone
hugged
you. I watched it happen. She sniffed you and she was like, that's lovely. And then she literally grabbed you and went back in and was like, wait, what is that? Am I right?
Yes.
But see, this was
on my coat, and then I also had another scent.
No, that's what it smelled like because I smelled you afterwards.
But is this, and also like the bottle is a white by Killian bottle versus like most of them are black. So there's also something like a little like, you know, shelf intrigue as well.
Yeah.
But it's just, I haven't been gripped by a scent like this in a long time.
That's a good one. I have not been gripped by a lipstick like this in a long time.
Oh, that's a lipstick. I thought you had a concealer.
No. So the outside is beige. You're right. Marc Jacobs Beauty New Nudes Sheer Gel Lipstick. So
that's not a nude.
If you were a dark-skinned woman, this would very much be a nude. It is May Day. I think it actually is supposed to be a nude for someone with darker skin tone. I have been wearing it as almost like a plummy
raisin. Way to put me in my place.
Well, no, it's right. So, okay, it's like a plummy raisin.
Yeah.
They come in all sorts of colors. So nudes for every skin tone. I happen to be wearing the dark one because I like the raisiny color. But it's not about the color so much as the texture. The bullet has like this balmy plumpiness to it. I don't know what they did, but the sheer gel, that is explaining it well. So it looks like a stain. It has that translucent cellophane-y finish, but like the plumpy, comfy balm texture, but still pigment payoff.
Wow.
I described that well, didn't I?
Wow. Do you want to go work for Marc Jacobs?
I probably should. So I'm not going to lie. This is an expensive lipstick, but I have gotten every penny out of it. It's $30.
Oh, it had the magnetized closure.
Nice,
you guys missed the magnetized closure. Okay, I think you heard it.
I have been using this all like for the last 4 weeks nonstop, and it barely made a dent in it. So the sheer gel is holding up. So well worth the money. Try it in a color other than your own nude. That's like a fun little twist on a nude. Or just get the one that matches your lips. You will not be disappointed with the texture.
A lot of brands are doing like nude collections now, aren't they?
Yes. It's a thing. It's a trend.
Trending.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.